Today's daf is daf kuf yud aleph. So the Gemara now, we're still on the topic of shchut echut, halal b'chutz. So Gemara quotes a brisa two lines down, Tanu Rabbanan, havanasech shlosha lugin yain b'chutz. Person takes nisach yain, it's shlosha lugin, the right shear, he pours it outside, he's chayiv. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'hushe kitchen b'kli, he qualifies only if he mekadesh b'kli k'sharis. So what does that mean? Why not? By my b'nai, what's an afkim? You know, Amr v'adabar Rav Yitzchak Beirutze Midos Ikbanai. Beirutze Midos is where it overflows, like the foam, the bubbles above that are over the top but not inside the kli. That's the nafkamina. According to Tanakama, even if it's the Beirutze Midos, even the foam over, that's also considered part of the Kedushas Kli, and one would be chayv on that. And the Rabbi Elazar thinks only that which is in the kli itself. So just take a look at Rashi really quickly. Rashi says the last narrow line, Beirutei Amidos, Mashit Sof Al Sfas HaKli, that which goes over the lip of the Kli, Ritavayo Kedushas Kli Bo. Everyone agrees you need Kedushas Kli. Mihu Merban Sabi Beirutei Amidos Shalach Niskachu, even that which foams over is called Kadosh. And Rebelazar Sabar Lo Niskachu Lo Niskachu V'toch Kli, but it needs to be Dafka in. So I guess the question would be, if you just took the foam on the top, the extra over the bubbles on top, and through that outside, one wouldn't be chayv on that. The problem is that you need shlosh lugin. So whenever you pour it out over, you have shlosh lugin, so I'm not really sure what the Beirutei Midos are adding, because you definitely have the three the lug there as well. So maybe the point is, let's say the kli is only 2.9, and the three, only if you include the Beirutei Midos on top, are the third, that's the third lug. So according to Rebbe Elazar, that would not be considered shlosh lugin, because since it's not toch kli. But according to the Chamim, even the Beirutei Midos are taken into account, in which case you do have the Shlosh Lugin that are needed to be Chayv Karis. And then the Gemara says, Rava, Breid Rabba, Amru, Kirvu Nisachim Bibama Ikabanayu. The Machlokas is whether or not they brought Nisachim on a Bama. That's the difference between the two of them. So what does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi, two wide lines down, Rabba Breid Rava Amar, Tana Kamalo Bai Kedushas Kli. Ubekiru nisachim b'midbar kemiflagi. The Tanakhama thinks you do not need kedushas kli. Only Rebbe Elazar thinks that way. And the Nekudas Machlokas is, did they bring nisachim in the midbar? The Tanakhama says Rashi kirvu. The Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon lo kirvu. They didn't bring it. The Gemara is going to explain further now. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says further. Ubepluks the honey tanai, and they arguing about the following tanai. Machlokas tanai. The Tanya, but bamas yachid ein tzricha nisachim divrei Rebbe. Does a bamas yachid, a carbon and bamas yachid, does it require nisachim or not? So Rashi explains, I know we're going back and forth. Rashi says three wide lines down, we're going to hopefully connect everything. Ubeplugs at the honey tanai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Kurebi, Da'amar, Ein nisachim bebama katana. There were no nisachim in bama katana. Hilkach, La'ashach anisach below kiddush kli. By the bamas yachid, you don't need klisharis. If there were nisach hayayin by bamas yachid, that means you could have nisach hayayin without there being a kedushas kli. But since he felt that they never brought nisachim by bamas yachid, so we never find the case where nisach hayayin didn't have kli sharis, meaning every nisach hayayin had kli sharis, so here as well. But according to the Tanakhama, says Rashi, Kurban and Sirle, damri yesh nisachim by bamas yachid, they did bring nisachim at a bamas yachid, and the Ashkechan lay below klisharis, which means that they use nisach hayayin at a bamas yachid, even though there's no klisharis. So you can have a klisharis, you can have nisach hayayin, even though there is no klisharis. So what it boils down to is, again, did they bring nisachim at a bamas yachid, or did they not bring nisachim at a bamas yachid?
On a bamas yachid, who does all? Did they lose recon everything? I mean, people had it in the backyard, right?
Yeah, so, but I think they did all the avodas to it, though.
And even they were not kohanim.
I think so, yeah.
Anybody
could. Azar could do it, yeah.
They did all the hadachah and everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
So then the Gemara says, Vahani Tanai, Kani Tanai. This machlokas Tanai is exactly like another machlokas Tanai. The Tani, the writer, tells us, Kisavo, the pasuk describing when they were bringing Nesachim, Kisavo, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like they didn't bring Nesachim prior to Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? Kisavo latina Nesachim bebama gedola, in order to require Nesachim on a bama gedola, the public bama. Hakasa medaber, that's what it's talking about. Ata omer bebama gedola, you think the pasuk's talking about a bama gedola? Oh, ain't el afil bebama katana, even a bama katana requires Nesachim. Kishu omer el eretz moshval seichem, asher anino sein lachem, it's talking about Mishol Seichem that applies to everyone. Bama Gedola is available to everyone. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kisavo latina nisachem bebamaketana kasamadaber. The kisavo means when you have a bamaketana, there should be nisachem bebamaketana. Ata omer lebamaketana, o eino elo lebamagedola. Kish omer el eretz moshosechem harib bebama noheges bechol moshos. That which is practiced everywhere, which is namely hakasamadaber, which is a bamaketana. So we see from here that ledivre kishatim salomar ledivre Rabbi Shmuel. The first opinion here is lo kivre nisachem. But Midbar, they didn't bring Nisach in the Midbar. Rather, only when they entered Eretz Yisrael did they bring it on a Bama Gadola. But according to Ladivei Rabbi Akiva, Kivu Nisach in the Midbar, they brought the ready Nisach in the Midbar. So you don't need to bring Nisach on a Bama Gadola. That we already know from the Midbar. So the Pasuk then Kisavo is only coming to include even by Bama Katana also requires Nisachim. So this Machlokis of whether or not the Bama Katana had a Nisachim or not is Talayo on this very very discussion here. Okay.
So according to Rabbi Kiva, he would say that they did it on a Bamas Yachid, and therefore it was in the Midbar, so it doesn't need...
Does not need Klisharis. Exactly, does not need Klisharis. Sure. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, now, to dats that Rabbi Nechemia Omer Shirai Hadam, Shekivim Bechutz Chayiv, he felt that Shirayim, if a person pours shirayim out of the Beis HaMikdash, she's chayiv as well. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya Kedivrei Omer Shirayim Akvin. He has to hold that the only way you could assume that shirayim b'chutz is chayiv if you hold shirayim are so essential to the carbon, in which case they're ma'akiv, that's how he holds. That shirayim are ma'akvin. So in Meisim, the Gemara asks the question, quoting Rabbi Nechemya himself. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Shirai Hadam Shekrivim b'chutz chayiv. Amalur Rabbi Kiva says to him, "Alo shirai dam, shirai mitzvahim. Why are you chayiv? They're just leftover. The shirai mitzvah. We're afterthoughts. Why are we mechayiv for doing so?" Amalo, he says, "Evarim pedarim yochichu shehein shirai mitzvah v'makrivin b'chutz chayiv. Evarim pedarim, throwing the limbs on the mizbeach. Although there's a mitzvah involved, if one doesn't do it, you still fulfill the obligation to bring a carbon." But just like those are called shirayim mitzvah, yet if one does a varm padarim outside your chayiv, so too, shirayim of dam, it's even though it's shirayim mitzvah, and it's not ma'akev, it's still chayiv on chutz. So Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva says, lo, you can't compare shirayim of dam to varm padarim, because imram is be'varm padarim shein tchilas avoda, that's a whole new stage of an avoda, it's the next step of the avoda, it's beginning the process of burning the limbs and fats all night. Tomer b'shir adam she'enan tchias avoda. Shir adam are not a beginning of a avoda. It's mamish the last thing of the zrikas dam. It's an afterthought. So therefore, there's much more reason to think that evam pidarim you are chay b'chutz as opposed to shir adam. So now that's the whole conversation. Now in misa, if it's really true that Rabbi Nechemya holds that shir adam are ma'akvin le malei hani nami ma'akve. He should say that Shirai Dam is Ma'akev. Why didn't Rabbi Nechemya say, the reason why I think you're Chayiv on Chutz on Shirai Dam is because it's Ma'akvin. He doesn't say that. Doesn't that sound like that he doesn't think they're Ma'akvin? So Gemara says, V'hashad Amar Rav Ad Bar Ava Machlokas B'Shirai B'Pinimim. Tiyufta, fine, Tiyufta. So that's a Tiyufta, Enechanam is a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. So now the Gemara says, V'hashad, now that we've said the Amar Rav Ad Bar Ava Machlokas B'Shirai B'Pinimim, that the whole debate between Rabbi Nechemya and the Tanakhama about Shirayim is only the Shirayim of the Pinimim, because that is a, everyone agrees Shirayim of the Pinimim is Ma'akev, aval b'Shirayim hachitzonim divra kol lo ma'akev, but the Shirayim that are the regular karbanos on the Mizbeach hachitzon, everyone agrees that's not Ma'akev. So now you could say, back to the conversation of Rabbi Nechemya Rabbi Kiva, we can interpret it as follows. Ki kama Rabbi Nechemya b'Shirayim b'Pinimim, when Rabbi Nechemya says you're chayiv on chutz, that's talking about the shirayim of the pnimim. Since they're ma'akev, you're chayiv for doing that, pouring that outside. Ki kama Rabbi Nechemya, ki tanya ahi, when the brayse of the dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Nechemya, why didn't he say shirayim are ma'akvin? That's ki tanya ahi b'shirayim hachitzonim. He was saying that those are not ma'akev. Meaning Rabbi Kiva, I agree, by shirayim hachitzonim, they're not ma'akev, but I still think you're chayiv on chutz because it's no different than evar and padarim. But when it comes to Shirayim Pinimim, the reason why you're Chayiv and Chutz on those is because those are even Ma'akev. So so then there's a parenthesis. We should read the parenthesis or not. The Gur is it?
Changes it here to Ihachi, Neimalei, Ki Amri Neimam, Nami Bipnim.
Ihachi, let's see that. My parenthesis also does that. I just have Rabbi Kiva, Lo Yada, Mai Kamar. Rabbi Kiva didn't know what he was saying. Rabbi Nechemya. Sava Rabbi Kiva thought Rabbi Nechemya b'shraim had chitonim amar. The Kalahama that Mahadilei shraim chitonim are not makiv. And Rabbi Nechemya the dvar of the Rabbi Akiva kalmar. So one understanding is no, that there's a real unclear what they were talking to each other back and forth, and Rabbi Nechemya is only responding to what Rabbi Kiva had thought. But even Rabbi Nechemya is referring to shiraim ha'pnimim. Okay, either way, in the end of the day, what comes out is that when it comes to shiraim of the chitzonim, everyone agrees they're not ma'akev, and everyone would agree they're not chayv and chutz. When it comes to the shiraim of the pnimim, so there's the machlokas whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev, and that would dictate whether or not one would be chayv on pouring the shiraim of pnimim outside, whether you're chayv and chutz or you're not chayv and chutz. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us as follows, the very bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Gemara's Mishnah says, Hamolik es ha'of b'fnim, one does malika on oaf. So we have to just be clear now that malika is something that's done on the oaf, but it's not done on outside. Regular oaf requires a shchita, but in the Beis Hamikdash it requires a malika, which is using your nail and cutting the back of the neck of the oaf. So hamolik es ha'of b'fnim, which is what's supposed to be done, and hela b'chutz, and you take it outside, for chutz, you're chayv for doing that. Malak b'chutz v'hela b'chutz pata. But if you do the malika outside along with ha'ala, then you're actually going to be pata, because malika done outside, Rashi says, makes it a nevela. Everything's a nevela, and malika only works inside, and therefore when you do ha'ala as well, you've did ha'ala on something that's completely pasul. But that's the understanding of the next line of the Mishnah. Hashoches ha'of b'fnim, which is the wrong thing to do. You have to do malika inside. You did shchit on the oaf inside v'hela b'chutz pata, because a shechita is possible on an oaf inside, so when you bring it outside afterwards, it's already possible. You haven't done anything wrong. But let's say shachet b'chutz, you do shechita on the oaf outside, which even though the animal is kadosh, but since it's outside, the shechita is the right thing to do on a regular oaf outside. So shachet b'chutz, v'hel b'chutz, then you actually are chayiv on the shechita and also on the halah. You're chayiv on both of those things, says the Gemara, Misha. And then Rashi explains how we know this. Rashi says, top line, shachat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz chayiv. Rashi explains, af al hala. Shchita b'chutz b'of your chayiv, Rabbi Rachmana, me'o'a sheyishchat, to include even shchita, even though a'of is supposed to get malika of kachim, since you're doing it outside, then shchita is also your chayiv. V'hala so nami amrinan v'aleim tomar l'erv l'ari parshios, that kol shem is chayiv al shchita so b'chutz, im chazer v'halan, ohu o'acher chayiv. If you do something that you're chayiv on the shechita outside, so if you do halal on that very same item, you're chayiv as well. So that explains that line of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Nimtza derech hechsher b'fnim pater b'chutz. The hechsher b'fnim, meaning the malika, where it's done inside, if you do that outside, you're pater for doing the malika outside. Derech hechsher b'chutz, that which is a kasher b'chutz, namely shechita. The Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? Shechita of a oaf is chayiv in this case. But that which is Hechsher b'chutz is pater mibifim. If you do the shechita on the inside, then you're pater for then doing halah on the outside. Gemara is going to clarify that, tweak that statement a little bit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayavim alav b'chutz, chayavim al kayotze bo bifnim. Anything you're chayv on, this statement we're going to, most of the Gemara here, how to understand Rabbi Shimon here. Rabbi Shimon says, anything that you're chayv on b'chutz, so then you're chayv al kayotze bo, similarly bifnim, if you do it inside, and then shehela b'chutz, then you take it outside. Chutz min ha'shochi b'fnim u'mal b'chutz. Unless you do shechita of an oaf inside, and then you do it outside, then you would be pater. So a lot of unclear statements here.
Yeah, because there's only one more option, which is melika.
Right, so the Gemara is going to spend the whole daf figuring out what Rabbi Shua means.
Yeah, isn't he saying the same thing as the Tanakh right now?
I wouldn't spend too much time thinking about it right now. Let's just figure out the Gemara is going to do a bunch of ilemas here. So the Gemara says, "Hai hechshero chivahu tani chivu." I mean, that line in the Mishnah said, "Nimsa derech hechshero b'fnim," that which is kosher inside, namely malika. If you do malika outside, you're p'tur b'chutz. And then the Mishnah said, "Derech hechshero b'chutz," that which you do kosher outside, namely shchita. But it's not, there's no kosher shchita outside on a malika on oaf kachim. It's a chiv. It should be anything that you're chayv on outside, namely shechita, you pater if you do the shechita of an oaf inside and then bring it outside afterwards. So Gemara says, you're right, in Echanami it says, Tana chivah. Then we have the statement of Rabbi Shimon Omer. So Rabbi Shimon says, Ahechikai, which statement of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon really referring to? Elaim, if you're going to tell me Aresha Kai, it's referring to the beginning part of the Mishnah, which said, Hamolek oaf bifnim, V'hela b'chutz chayef. You do malika properly, and then you take the oaf outside, and you hela b'chutz, you're chayef for doing so. And but if you do malak b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz, you're pater. If you do malika outside, which is the wrong thing to do, and then you do hela afterwards, you're pater. And if the Amar Leih Rabbi Shimon on that statement is saying, just like if you did malika b'fnim, you're chayef for doing halah afterwards. B'chutz nami b'chayef. So if you do malika b'chutz and you do halah, you would be chayef on that, even though malika was done outside. If that's what Rabbi Shimon is referring to, you're chayef even for malika b'chutz and halah b'chutz. Hi, kol shechayav malav b'chutz. Everything it should be kol shechayav malav b'fnim mibale. Anything that you're chayef for doing it inside, you're also chayef for doing it outside. So that's not what he says. He says kol shechayim alav. There's no qualification. He says kol shechayim alav b'chutz. I mean, so it can't be the case of malika b'fnim so to malika b'chutz. That's not the case. We need to find something that you're chayim for doing so b'chutz, and you're also going to be chayim for doing so b'fnim, the opposite direction. Hope that's somewhat clear. So then the Gemara says ella keicha de b'chutz l'mechayiv. So just like if b'chutz you're not chayim for doing so, meaning you're not chayim if you do malika b'chutz, you're not chayiv. Bifnim nami l'lechayiv, and if it's saying that so to do malika bifnim properly, and then you do halah afterwards, you shouldn't be chayiv either, because if you do malika b'chutz, you're pater. So malika bifnim also, you should be pater for halah b'chutz. Is this can't be? Because then it should say hi kol shein chayiv malah b'chutz. Anything you're not chayiv on chutz, and you mean malika, you're not chayiv on bifnim either. Mibayla, that's what it should say, but it doesn't say kol shein chayiv. It's saying kol shechayiv. Anything you're chayiv for outside. So what? Something that you're chayiv for doing outside, that would be similar to be chayiv inside. Ella, a seifa. He must be referring to the seifa. What's a seifa, Kai? It says, ha-shochet of b'fnim, you do a shechita b'fnim, and then you do v'hela b'chutz yipater. Since there's no shechita of of in the Mesa Migdash, it's called, it's disqualified, and there's ochiv v'hela. If you do shacha b'chutz, but if you do shechita outside on this of kachim, and then you do v'hela b'chutz, you're chayiv on both in the shechita and you're chayiv on the hala. So that's a statement of the Tanakhama. The Amar Lei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says no. Keicha de b'fnim l'mechayiv. If you're not chayiv for doing shechita inside, so then b'chutz nami l'mechayiv. You shouldn't be chayiv for doing shechitas of outside either. So if that's what he said, it should say in the Rabbi Shimon statement should have said, "Hi kol shein chayavim b'fnim mibarle." It should say anything you're not chayiv for inside, you shouldn't be chayiv for outside either. Ella, finally the Gemara says no. Keicha de b'chutz mechayiv. Just like you're chayiv for shechitas of b'chutz. So b'fnim, now in b'chayiv, you should be chayiv also for shchitas of b'fnim, you should be chayiv for the hela. Hakatani, that's what he means, he says, chutz me'ashochet b'fnim, v'almala b'chutz, pater. That's the statement, that really, everything you're chayiv for doing outside, you're chayiv for inside.
And it's still a question here. Is that
oh, right, you're right. But can't be, because hakatani can't be, because that's the one exception where he says, ha chutz ha-shochet b'fnim hamal mal b'chutz. This very case, he says, if he's saying shchutei chutz is aser, so shchutei b'fnim shows be aser, but Rabbi Shimon clearly says the one exception where you're still pater is a chutz min ha-shochet b'fnim hamal b'chutz, you still are pater. We're looking for a case where he says you're still chayiv. So Gemara says, finally what the answer is, Amar Rabbi, Amar Ze'iri, shchitas behema belaila. The nafkamina is we do shechita belayla. What's the machlokas here? Halchi kamar hashochet behema b'fnim belayla v'hela b'chutz pater. So you shecht an animal inside the base of Mikdash and it's nighttime, you're pater because shechitas layla is possible. But shochet b'chutz belayla, you do shechita outside belayla v'hela b'chutz, you're chayiv. Because with regards to shechutei chutz, we don't care about yom belayla. It's not relevant anymore. So shchutei laila, shchutei chutz belaila is aser, even though shchutei laila b'fnim is pater. Comes along now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayav malav b'chutz, namely shchitas, since shchitas chutz belaila is chayiv, so chayav malav kayotze b'fnim, b'hela b'chutz. In other words, therefore if you do shchita b'fnim belaila, you would be chayiv. Since you're chayiv v'shchutas chutz belaila, you're also chayiv v'shchutei b'fnim belaila, that you take out afterwards. And the reason is because if an animal's been shechted belayla, even though it's pasul, b'dieved, if it goes on the mizbeach, we say imala lo tered.
But we don't say what is it? I mean, if you apply the same thing by yom, there's no difference.
What do you mean by yom?
If you are shechted by yom inside and he takes it out, he's potter. And if he does it by yom outside and he...
No, he's talking about a behemah now, I think, not an oaf. This, I think we just changed to a behemah right now.
And a behemah that he does... Oh, this is a behemah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah. This is a behemah now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that, I believe that was a shkita, that's behemah, he says. Which is a whole...
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so then the exception is chutz me'ashochet of bifnim ve'abachot. The shechita's behemah might be that case, but a shechita of, since a shechita's of would im Allah lo yere rather, im Allah yere would go down, that we would say im shechita's of bifnim, and then he'alabachot, you would still be pater. That's the understanding of Zeiri.
So Rav Shimon is saying that if you shochet the behemah bifnim ba'layla, you're going to be chayit on bachot.
If you take it he'alabachot afterwards. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So then that's all according to Zeiri. Comes along Rava. Amar Rava says, no, Kabbalah b'chli chol ikabanai. The nafkamina is if you catch the blood in the kli chol. What's the machlokas? Hachi kamar. The mishnah is red. Hamakabel b'chli chol b'fnim, hele b'chutz pater. Since you didn't catch in the kli sharis, it's like as if the blood spilled on the floor, and it's the whole thing's disqualified, so therefore it's pasul.
We're still talking about behemah now, because there is no Kabbalah in
all. Exactly, yeah, yeah. Hamakabel b'chli chol b'chutz, but if you catch the blood out, so you do shchita b'chutz, and you do kabbalah b'chutz, and you say chlichol, and then you do hela, the drikas dam b'chutz, it's still, that would be chayiv. Because chutz, there's no, we don't care about klisharis or chlichol b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayav malah b'chutz, chayiv malah kiyotzi ba b'fnim, v'hela b'chutz. Just like if you're, everyone agrees, shchutei chutz, and kabbalah with klichol b'chutz, you're chayiv v'hela, so Rabbi Shimon says, so too, if you do klichol inside b'fnim, you would still be chayv on this as well. Because halacha is, again, if you take dam that was in a kli chol and you put it onto the mizbeach, we would say im Allah lo yered, and therefore it deserves, if you do hela b'chutz, it would be chayv. Chutz min ha-shochet of b'fnim, hela b'chutz, unless you did a shechita inside and then you took it outside, it would be completely pater. Okay. Then the third explanation is really v'hash to the tani avua d'shmuel bar of Yitzchak hamolek of b'fnim v'helu b'chutz chayiv. If one does malika inside properly, then he brings his outside, he's chayiv. If however you do malik b'chutz v'helu b'chutz pater, malika outside with hela outside is all pater. That was the tani kama. Comes along Rabbi Shimon mechayiv. He says you're mechayiv even on malika b'chutz v'helu b'chutz. Why? Rabbi Shimon ma'hasam kai. He's referring to that last stage. Bitani, and we change the gears, so it should really say kol shechayav malav b'fnim v'hela b'chutz chayav malav b'chutz. So he changed the girsa in the Mishnah and making it smoother. So, you know, with a little change of a word or two, you can make things much smoother. He's not talking about behemoth laila, he's not talking about klichol.
So behemoth, I don't know.
Exactly. This is at least on topic. This goes on to the general machlokas, whether people are willing to change girsos or than svaras. So fine. Okay, let's finish this Mishnah off now. Mishnah says, "Chatas shekibel dama dama b'chos echad." Let's say the chatas you shechted a regular behema and you caught it in one kli sharis, one kos. Nasan b'chutz, you place it outside, you pour it outside. Chaz v'nasan b'fnim, then you bring it inside, or b'fnim v'nasan b'chutz, or you put it inside first and then you pour it outside. Yechayva on the zrikas dam b'chutz. Shekula roy b'fnim, because if it's in one kos, even though I sprinkled inside and outside, or outside and inside, always some of that dam is right for the bifnim, and therefore you're chayv. Kibal dama b'shnei kosos. Let's say you catch in two different cups now, and nasa mishnei bifnim pater. You pour both them inside. You're pater because you didn't do anything wrong. That's just an obvious case. But let's say shnei mechutz. Let's say you do both of them outside. You're chayv on both because each kos could have potentially been the zrikas dama inside. So since they both have that potential, if you pour them both outside, you're chayiv on both them independently. Let's say echad b'fnim, you pour one inside correctly, and echad b'chutz, then you're pater. Because once you pour one kos, so once you're using one kos properly for the avoda, mimela makes the other kos disqualified, and therefore when you take that disqualified kos and pour it outside, you have done nothing wrong, you're pater. But let's say first you take one kos, echad b'chutz, you pour it outside, and afterwards, echad b'fnim, you take the other kos and pour it inside properly, chayv al chitzon v'apnimi mechaper. So you're chayv on the first one, since that first one could have potentially been for the mizbeach, and be poured outside, you're chayv on hala b'chutz. But the inside one is never disqualified, because it only gets disqualified when you use the first kos properly. Here the first kos was used improperly. So the first one still remains kosher, and when you go ahead and pour it in onto the mizbech inside, it does serve as a proper kapara. L'mal davar domer, what is it similar to? L'mafish chatas of avdo. It's like a person separates an animal for his chatas, he loses it. So what does he do? Hifrish chacharis tachdeh, he replaces it, he separates another chatas instead. V'acharkach nimtzitz harishon, then he finds the initial, the original chatas. Harishen omdo, he has now two options, which chatas he wants to use. So shachat shen bifnim apater. He shechs both of them inside, he hasn't done anything wrong, he's pater. If he shechs shteyem b'chutz chayv, he shechs both of them outside, he's chayv, because both of them could have potentially been his chatas. But let's say achas bifnim, he shechs one of them inside properly, now that serves as chatas. Memela, the achas, the other one, he does b'chutz pater, because once you do the first one properly, the second one becomes pasul. You don't need that anymore, you only need one chatas. You ate chaylif, so you only need to bring one chatas for that. So memela, the second one becomes unnecessary and pasul, and therefore if you do it chutz, you're pater. But if you do the other way around, achas b'chutz, first you shech one chatas outside, and achas b'fnim, then you do the second one inside properly, chai v'al chitzon, you're chai for the outside one, because that could have been potentially your chatas to be brought inside. So when you did it outside, you're chai v'al chutz, and the pnimis, the one that remained inside, is still a kosher carbon, is mechaperis on the for the baal. And finally, the Mishnah says, kishem shedama potes b'sara, kachi poteres es b'sar chaverta. Just like the sprinkling of blood that comes out of a certain from the animal, it exempts it from the Isser Mila anymore. So too, the Zrikas Dam is able to make the second carbon chatas no longer into the din of Misa. Look at Rashi, the last line, just to make this clear. The Rashi says, five lines up from the bottom here, and we'll finish here. Kishem shem dam poter b'sara min ha'meila. You have an animal, and you sprinkle the blood. That zrikas dam motzia baser kachin kachin min ha'meila tiyehe b'shas hetel lekohanim. So the baser is also to kachim. You can't get hana. The moment you sprinkle the dam, that baser is now mutter for the kohen to eat. There's no meila. So too says Rashi. Kach hipoteres es baser chaverta v'yafa pisha psula. It's referring to ashachad shteim bifnim kai. That case where you shechted both chataos inside. Vashmeinam, we learn from here, Teheicha dimunach bekosos, v'kadam v'zarkes adam achas poteres es chaverta min ha'meila. When you go ahead and sprinkle one of the kosos, so the other kos that was used becomes pater from meila, v'shim chatas shekipra ba'le. So just like dam has the ability to mechaper, rather remove itself, its own basa from meila, it's also able to remove the other unnecessary carbon from the iser meila as well. Okay, we'll stop here, and Amit Hashem, we'll continue.